I'm Bob McIntyre. Students in the paramedic program at Northern College in Timmins now have a retired ambulance and power structure to learn on. They were donated by the Cochrane District Services Board, which operates the paramedic service across the district. College President Mitch Dumas says the new-to-them equipment gives the students valuable experience.
They need the training to know exactly what they're going to be doing out in the field. This gives them the opportunity here in our bay here and on our campuses to be able to use this, like if it was a real-life situation.
Northern is a major supplier of young paramedics to Cochrane District EMS. Last year alone, 7 grads were hired. A quick update now on the Moose Creek culvert replacement project we told you about. It was set to begin this coming Monday. However, City Hall tells us it's been delayed by a week. Until Monday, June 2nd, it's still anticipated to be completed towards the end of August. Timmins' biggest tourist attraction opens for the 2025 season next Saturday, May 1st. It's the Hollinger Mine Open Pit Lookout just off Burnett Road. Jerry Stinson is the Vice President of Environment for Discovery Silver Porcupine Operations, formerly Newmont. He says operations in the pit aren't running, so there's not a lot of activity, but it's still a neat view, as is the panorama of the city if you turn around.
I guess the good news is that, you know, we're not expecting at this point to be shutting down for any blasting, so we should be open concurrently throughout the day.
Open hours are 8 until 8 every day. Depending on weather into the fall, the aim is to stay open until after Thanksgiving. Canada Post is rejecting a proposal from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers to hold off strike action for 2 weeks. The 55,000 workers plan to hit the picket lines tomorrow, their second walkout in 6 months. But the union wants the time to consider a new contract proposal offered by the post office yesterday. The big issue continues to be weekend deliveries. Canada Post wants to use part-time workers, while the union is demanding they be full-time staffers. An Industrial Commission report established by the federal government also recommended an end to door-to-door mail deliveries as one way to stem the post office's mounting losses.